This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Trump administration has chosen a new permanent person to run the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. The nominee, Kathy Kraninger, is a federal budget official from WESA in Pittsburgh. Marketplace's Erica Barris has more.
The White House says it chose Kraninger because of her government management experience. If she's confirmed by the Senate, she'd replace the CFPB's acting director, Mick Mulvaney, who also serves as the White House's budget director. In searching for a candidate,
what the administration seems to be looking for are candidates who will pull back from the regulations.
That's Robert Lawless, a law professor at the University of Illinois. He says Republican lawmakers want a course correction.
The complaints from the political right has been that the CFPB is overreached.
Aaron Klein, who was Chris Dodd's chief economist, says that under Mick Mulvaney, the CFPB has moved away from protecting consumers to protecting the financial industry.
What having a CFPB who's asleep at the switch will mean is consumers getting ripped off.
Klein cites less regulation of the student loan and payday lending industries and dismantling of the Bureau's advisory boards. Judith Fox, a law professor at Notre Dame, is a former board member.
Filing a complaint doesn't get the results it got a year ago.
The CFPB is also changing its name to the Bureau of Consumer Financial Protection. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.